Mr. Chair, that's everyone joined from the waiting room.
All right, thank you. Thank you, everyone. This is a formal meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel to consider a planning proposal for a development at 122 to 130 Pyrmont Bridge Road and 206 Parramatta Road, Annandale. It being a meeting where we are to consider that planning proposal, it is appropriate, I think, that the panel members should introduce themselves. I'm David Lloyd. I'm chairing this meeting. I'm a lawyer. I'm a former judge of the Land and Environment Court. I'm a former acting judge of the Supreme Court. I'm currently an adjunct professor of law at Western Sydney University. Mr. McInerney.
Yes, John McInerney. I'm an architect and town planner and past Deputy Lord Mayor at the City of Sydney.
Mr. Kirk.
Brian Kirk. I'm an expert member on this planning panel. Of qualifications in planning and in land economics. I run my own practice as a planning consultant.
And Ms. Roach.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Kath Roach. I run company Sync Solutions. I work with a lot of local councils across New South Wales in governance and many other planning matters and various other governance-related issues. On this particular panel, I'm on the panel as the community rep.
All right. I can advise that the panel members are familiar with the planning proposal prepared by the proponent and the planning proposal prepared by council officers. We have read the assessment report and we are familiar with the site. I note that there are a number of speakers who wish to address the panel on this matter on behalf of the applicant. Who wishes to go first? Mr. Farr or Mr. Rossington or Mr. Sakari?
Yeah, I'm happy to talk if everyone's happy with that, Alex.
All right, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you very much for the time. So my name is Michael Farr. I'm the planning consultant. I prepared the planning proposal for Alex Sakari and this consortium. The planning proposal, the proposal that we prepared the planning proposal for is for a hospital or a health services facility, but and we've had some really good engagement with council staff, and I think we've made a concerted effort to look at the strategic direction and develop a proposal that's consistent with that. And I feel like we've had some really good engagement with council staff, and we've all been very much on the same page. So really, our submission really doesn't speak to the proposal that's on the table. Like, I think that's pretty much agreed. That it doesn't really change the project per se. It's really about the form of the planning control suggested by council. And as I said, it's quite a minor point, but I guess it could be an important technicality. And the council staff have suggested a complex local provision, of which all of the substantive matters have been agreed to by my client. The provision of the public domain, a lot of the, obviously the local provision is seeking to lock in some of the sort of public benefit of the proposal around like traffic calming, end of journey facilities. It talks about not allowing residential accommodation, tourist and visitor accommodation. And while I guess that's probably not an ideal scenario for my client, he's happy to accept those conditions because, some of them have really added to the merit of the proposal, particularly at street level, but also they're not particularly relevant to the intent of the proposal. So the only thing as we're seeing as problematic is instead of using a B5 zoning, a floor space that relates to the proposal 4:1 and a height control that relates to the proposal 35 metres, all of which are directly consistent with the Parramatta Road strategy, which in this area, particularly the Parramatta Road strategy, we don't see there's any real conflict between the Parramatta Road strategy and the ambition for the Camperdown Health Education Precinct. They're pretty much aligned. And our proposal, I think both ourselves and council staff would agree that the proposal is very much aligned with the future intent of that strategy. We're just a little bit concerned about the floor space being predicated on just one use, one land use. And I think that's potentially quite it's unnecessary, but also it could have unforeseen implications as the proposal progresses, just confining this bonus floor space just to one particular use. And seeing as the local provision expressed by council already removes the uses for which they're concerned aren't consistent with the strategic direction, namely residential, service departments, hotels, we think that it should just have a flat B5 zone, FSR of 4:1, and a height control of 35 metres. Quite simple planning controls. And as I said, we've agreed to all the public benefits that are espoused in the site-specific local provision. We just feel that it's unnecessary to use this incentive floor space provision. And it may, I guess, there's a general move in planning now, and the B5 zone itself is an open zone, so any other use is consistent as long as it's not prohibited and it's consistent with the zone objective. So, you know, increasingly uses are hard to clarify, and they don't fit with our neat little siloed land use definitions. So we just want to leave that flexibility. It doesn't change the built form, doesn't change the proposal on the table, but we think that to zone it so specific to one land use is inconsistent with the ministerial direction 6.3, which says the objective of this direction is to discourage unnecessarily restrictive site-specific planning controls. And as I said, you could probably form a view that some of these local provisions come into conflict with that, but, you know, we're prepared to accept those because we see the merit to the proposal. However, isolating it to one particular land use we feel is unnecessary and could have unforeseen consequences in the future. So, as I said, like, we've had great engagement with council staff, and I think as far as the project's concerned, we're very supportive, and we welcome the positive recommendation in the council's report, and we welcome the timeframes which they've been able to do this work. But it's really just that one little technicality that otherwise we're very supportive. That was pretty much our submission. I don't know if you had any queries on anything I've raised.
Any questions from the panel?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Fyle, we have your submission. We received a late submission.
Yep.
Do you have the council agenda?
Yep, I do.
Just to clarify what it is that you want, if you look on the page one, it talks about there the planning, rezoning, etc. Yep. But then it talks about site-specific provisions and incentive heights of building, etc. Do you propose that our recommendation should in fact be substituted, and I'm reading now from your submission, with only three lines, that is B5 zoning, a maximum FSR of 4:1, and a maximum height control of 35 metres. Is that what you're actually proposing?
Yeah, it's really just taking a traditional approach, because there are, like, as I said, the local provision already knocks out those uses which they think are clearly inconsistent. So just a flat FSR height and zoning, and then that's really, as I said, it's a very small point, but it could be quite important in the future. And I've certainly had experience of sites where, like in Green Square, I mean, some of the provisions just, they single out just a couple of floor spaces, and I think they become problematic because they increasingly in mixed use environments, you know, like, no building is always any one thing. So, you know, and I don't think that's a problem, and I think it could be consistent with the precinct. But that's exactly our submission.
And just to finalise that, you suggest that we pick up all the other matters in the VPA or a specific DCP?
Yeah, my client's instructed me that he's happy to agree. Although, as I said, all those things about the public domain on the ground floor and the street alignment and all that stuff, they're all agreed. And if council see merit in pursuing a VPA for those items, my client's open to that. There's no issues with any of those, and we're open to discussing how the best way to implement those, whether that site-specific DCP, VPA, they're all agreed items. It's just this one little technicality about how the floor spaces and the designing and the height and floor space is expressed. We just feel that linking it to just one use. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
No, thanks, Mr. Chair.
All right. You talk about a flat B5 zone, and looking at the uses permitted with consent in the B5 zone, you would be happy if some of those uses are prohibited here, I presume. For instance, it allows garden centres. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Hardware. The chance of it being an 8-storey, 4-to-1 garden centre are probably quite small anyway. But, yeah, look, I mean, there's some peripheral uses there which are clearly not going to happen. But I guess our submission is that council's already removed the sort of key uses they thought weren't appropriate, being the residential and hotel and service departments. I think what are they? No, they've got residential accommodation, tourist and visitor accommodation are the ones that council staff have identified they clearly don't want, and we're happy to accept that.
What about some of these other permissible uses in that zone? Hardware and building supplies.
I guess the key point we're coming from is that zone is an open zone, so it'll allow any other use consistent with the zone objectives. So I think for an innovation area, which is what's talked about in this Camperdown precinct, and increasingly maybe we're going to see uses that don't neatly fit into one use or the other, I think it's really appropriate to say particularly what should be prohibited and what you clearly don't want to see. And those uses that you specified, if they were prohibited as well, that probably wouldn't be a concern for us. But I think to have that flexibility of the open zone is really in character with this idea of an innovation precinct. And like, it's probably going to be a hospital, right? It's probably going to be, well, there's a bit of ground floor retail proposed, but I think like research and education, I think it's probably, there's no real utility in trying to clarify and pick every exact use which is possible. If we just say the ones clearly that we don't want, then maybe that flexibility of the open zone and any other use consistent with the zone objectives is appropriate for this site. And that's probably our submission, yeah.
Well, I mean, what about warehouse or distribution centres, which is another permissible use? Would you want that in?
Oh, look, I can't imagine a scenario, no. But I guess, I mean, we're just trying to, the zones allow that flexibility for a reason. And it's, I guess this direction 6.3 is really the intent of it, from my view anyway, is to allow for flexibility. And I mean, look, all those uses, you're right. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a warehouse distribution center, and I don't think it's going to be a garden center. It's really, so if those were to be added to the prohibited list, but I think it's probably unnecessary because design objectives and the strategic direction for the area is saying.
Well, looking at the zone objectives, it says to enable a mix of business and warehouse uses and specialised retail premises, etc. It's pretty widely expressed.
It's also the zone that the ministerial direction says should be appropriate for the site for the Parramatta Road corridor. So, I mean, that's why that zone's being used. But I just feel like it's problematic to go through the LEP specify one single land use for each site in a precinct. You know, I just think that approach is not, it's problematic because you're going to get it wrong at least half the time. And the flexibility is probably the key thing.
Sorry. If I could speak, Mr. Chair, for a moment, just to further, I guess, just to clarify our position on the reason why we're raising this as a concern. There's two parts to the proposed controls that in council's version of the planning proposal that we think could be problematic. Firstly, the limitation of health use only to take advantage of the 4-to-1 FSR and the 35 metre height limit through the bonus style provisioning. So if, for example, we put our hand up, obviously, we're talking to a health tenant at the moment, and that is our primary objective, and that's why we've presented the proposal as such with a health medical use. However, things may change in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and I guess the objectives of the Parramatta Road Strategy, the objectives of the Camperdown Ultimo Alliance and the Camperdown Ultimo Place Strategy, and in fact, council's own retail and industrial lands strategies, they all point to this being a health, education and innovation, business generating, employment generating precinct. So we're just querying, firstly, limiting the proposal to health alone. For example, would not allow us to say in a year's time, if our, for whatever reason, our health tenant fell over, we wanted to bring an education tenant, say it was a university campus that was doing education and research on the site. This clause, limiting it to health alone, wouldn't allow us to pursue a university tenant for health or education. Similarly, if it was a technology tech type company which promotes innovation, this clause limiting the use to health alone wouldn't allow us to pursue those tenants. Now, I think that in speaking to council and speaking to the Department of Planning, that those uses, whilst they're not health, are, you know, directly aligned with the strategic objectives for this precinct. So for us, the B5 use, it picks up that health, whilst it doesn't say health, it allows health, it allows education, it allows innovation business uses. We're not saying that we're going to pursue residential or service departments or hotel, because we can see that council aren't aligned with that thinking. What we're saying is that rather than limiting the use to health alone, we think that it should be more broader than that, and it should pick up education, research, innovation, and commercial uses. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is the way that council's clause is written. It says that we need a minimum of 9,000 square meters of health in order to obtain the 4-to-1 FSR and in order to obtain that 35 meter height limit. So what the problem with that is, it creates complexity, which is, we believe, is unnecessary. So for example, our tenant that we're talking to at the moment has an 8,000 square meter requirement. That doesn't hit the 9,000 square meters. It may make sense for us, notwithstanding there's a 4-to-1 FSR on the site, it may make sense for us to build less than the full amount, you know, 3.6-to-1 or something like that. And we end up with an 8,000 square meter building, which is a health asset. It's a state-of-the-art health asset providing medical services directly aligned with the intent of the precinct. However, it doesn't necessarily tick that box for the 9,000 square meters. Therefore, we don't have a project, you know. So we think that the way that the use control proposed by council and council's version, we think it creates unnecessary ambiguity and unnecessary complications which aren't aligned with the ministerial direction to minimize site-specific controls as part of the rezoning. And it doesn't necessarily align with the other objectives of the various strategies, which are, yes, health as a primary objective, but also education, research, innovation, and commercial uses. So that's kind of where we're coming from. However that's packaged up, I guess it ultimately, you know, it will come down to your decision. But we don't see why it shouldn't be more of a traditional proposition as opposed to a somewhat complicated and convoluted, you know, bonus FSR, bonus height structure that council's proposed.
All right. Any questions by the panel of Mr. Sakari?
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
No questions? Is there anything else you want to add while you have the floor, Mr. Sakari?
No, we just appreciate your time and thank you for hearing our thoughts on this.
All right, thank you. And now I believe Mr. Rossington, the architect, is online somewhere. Do we have Mr. Rossington?
Yes, I am.
We do.
Yes.
Do you wish to say anything?
I was actually only here if there are any urban design or design questions to answer those. And I just and concur with Michael that we've had a very positive engagement with council, and most of the things that we discussed, they've said that we would be discussing in the DCP stage rather than now. So really here just to answer questions.
Any questions, panel?
No, thanks.
No, thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Mr. McInerney, any questions?
No, thanks, sir.
No questions? All right. Well, I don't think we have anyone else on behalf of the applicant. Thank you all for your input. We will consider what's been put to us and come up with a firm recommendation for the council. And with that, we can close the public aspect of this meeting while we talk amongst ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your attendance.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'll let you know when the session is closed, okay?
Yep, thank you.
I believe that's it closed now, Mr. Chair. Yes.
Okay. All right, panel. What do you want to do with this?